When Donald Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building Wednesday in an unprecedented attack on U.S. democracy, supporters of the QAnon conspiracy theory led the way. And critics say U.S. officials who underestimated the potential for the supporters to become a mob should have been paying attention to QAnon chatter online, which explicitly laid out the plan to seize the Capitol. There's now new social media chatter that warns of another possible attack January 17th. Marley Clements monitors that chatter daily. She's the co-creator and co-host of an upcoming special on Vice TV, QAnon, The Search for Q. And she joined us on Skype.
You know, Dimitri, I think that reason we know is because they told us for a very long time they were planning to do this. I mean, the idea of the storm is coming was a foundational slogan of Q. And to Q adherents, this really was the storm for them. The president's most extreme supporters coming in from all around the country that was organized by Q and Q influencers and that network. They really were coming and announcing it and spending the last month, I would say every day since the election was called for President-elect Biden, they have really, really pushed that this is what they would be doing.
Is the language very explicit, like we're going to do A, B, and C on this date?
I mean, absolutely. Certainly there is some degree of obfuscation in the language that's used at times. They're a very secretive group. The idea behind Q is that it is this clandestine operation. So they do try and co-opt a lot of military terms. But for the most part, what we've seen over the last month on Twitter and Facebook and Parler, but I mean, really the mainstream social media channels, Twitter and Facebook, we have seen them really just announcing that on January 6th, they will be heading to the Capitol and creating violence and, attacking the Capitol, going for lawmakers. There really no ambiguity around what they were anticipating. I mean, they were there to do the operation that we saw on Wednesday.
Do you have some thoughts about what happens to QAnon now? Because President-elect Joe Biden will move into the White House and Donald Trump will leave Washington. What happens to QAnon?
One of the things I've seen over the last 24 hours and certainly that we've seen over the last year, there are different factions within this, like any group. Watching what's happening on the social channels, you see, I would say, a split in the Q community. And a lot of the people who are there are just absolutely regular Americans who have been fed disinformation over and over again until, brainwashed into this sort of cult status around Q. And some of those people looked around on Wednesday as they were storming the Capitol and said, well, what are we doing? This has gone too far. And then there was another faction within that, which seems to be a larger portion of it to me, that felt that the president had abandoned them, that this is what they were told to come to Washington and do. And when they went to do that, he called them off. And there's a trend within the right-wing circles right now that Trump is a coward. And I think they're going to be looking for a more extremist leader moving forward, unfortunately.
That's Marley Clements. She's co-creator and co-host of Vice TV's QAnon, The Search for Q. It premieres Tuesday, January 26th at 10 p.m.